Hey, good morning. We're here with Tim and Christy Holliday from Isaiah 55 down in Reynosa. Why don't you just start and give us an update on you guys, and then we can hear more about what's going on at the mission.
All right.
Would you go ahead?
All right. Well, I just got back yesterday. We took a little, it's not a little, we took a trip. All the mission ladies took a trip to the Great Smoky Mountain National Park because one of my teammates, Kimmy, turned 50. So she wanted to take a trip. So we did that. We were gone a couple days for that. And, yeah, our family's good. What, our oldest daughter just found out she's pregnant, so we're very excited about that. Yeah. And what else are we doing?
Working.
Yeah, it's been, we've had a full spring. So we kind of have a little bit of a lull in up until the end of May, and then summer teams come. So we're just concentrating on local ministry stuff for the next month and a half.
Well, how is the neighborhood and the mission, you know, and all the ministries that y'all do right there?
Everything is going very well, I think. You know, we just had a Bible study last night, and yeah, we're going through Galatians, and it was it's been a good study, and it continues to be a good study to be reminded of that our salvation is found in Christ alone and not in any works that we're doing. And I think for some of our neighborhood people who hear that, it's almost like too good to be true. So it's yeah, it's good to see that. The dawning of, you know, Christ alone by faith alone.
Yeah. One issue for prayer in the neighborhood is we have very, very poor drainage.
Oh.
So, we don't have pure sewage in our streets, but it's all but that.
Pretty close.
Pretty close. And, the city knows about it, and the city has been sending pump trucks to try to clear the drainage system, but really it probably just needs to have some major pipes replaced.
Yeah.
So, but we're in an election year here in Mexico, just like in the United States. And, typically things are slower to get done right before an election because, the administration doesn't want to get involved in a project that would give somebody else credit if they were to lose.
Very political.
It says it's very political.
I can't believe our drainage system is political, but it is.
Yeah. So anyway, y'all would join us in prayer over infrastructure challenges. We would appreciate that.
What about the vocational school? How's that going?
Vocational. We're still in between some orders from the clinics on the U.S. side, so we're mostly keeping busy with training and doing projects for the missionaries to and for the school. Christy asked us to make a small kitchen set for the younger kids at the school. And
like
so,
play kitchen.
Yeah, play kitchen. And so we're going to finish that, I think, this week and be able to deliver it to the school. We've been doing lots of other projects for the school. And making some larger projects for some of the missionaries that, you know, they buy all the materials and then we turn it into whatever they want. So, yeah, we've been getting a lot of good training in lots of different things and helping our two workers that work with facilities and such get a lot of stuff done around here in Reynosa. So, yeah, that part of vocational is really going forward. They're really learning a lot. And then the vocational training with the deaf students is going well, too. Forget the last project they made. I believe it was a wall hanging, kind of octagonal in
like
form.
A box.
Yeah, and like a curio that you hang on the wall. Mm-hmm. And so they were working on that. And then apparently they love to play chess. The like probably there's 10 deaf students maybe, and probably half of them play chess. And so OCL decided to make them a really nice chess board that I'm hoping to actually replicate and maybe sell in our little shop that
their
we
shack.
Have. Yeah. No, I was thinking in the shirt shack. Now it'll be the chess set shack.
Found a sewing teacher, I heard.
I'm sorry?
Found a sewing teacher, I heard.
Yes, we did. We did. And she's busily trying to learn some sign. And she's not super experienced, but she's really kind of the kind of person we're interested in. She has two students at the deaf school. She's a fairly educated person and fairly dynamic. And so she really wants to really be a part of it and get the sewing going back so that her daughter, who's in the school, can go to it as well. So she's learning from kind of our neighborhood resident expert, also our close friend and Bible study mate, Marbella. And so she's learning some of the techniques and items that we make so that she can take over kind of running and doing that for the fair trade that Christy could tell you about. I can't tell you much about fair trade. We just make stuff for it. But so vocational is probably as strong as it's been in quite a few years and hopefully getting stronger.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
That is good.
What is the fair trade, Christy?
So we have been doing projects for probably about 5 years, maybe a little bit longer, with the church that we were sent from in Omaha, Nebraska. And they have what they call a fair trade fair, fair trade market every fall, where they get items from all around the world made by different ministries to sell to the local community. And it's turned into a really big deal. And so we have just a little part in sending products up there made by our mostly our sewing ladies. In the very beginning, our deaf students made some projects, and we might be back to that point the next year or so. We've done just really simple things. The lady that runs the market is one of my best friends, so she kind of gives us the inside track on what is the gaps in their merchandise. So we've done some dog toys made by they're made out of recycled either jeans or pieces of fleece that we didn't use for sewing. And then I have a friend who's a tennis player, so she gives us all her unbouncy balls to use. Yeah. And we've done some like quilting kind of things that you can put like a bowl for microwave. We've done vegetable sacks. Kind of like reusable vegetable sacks, like just lots of different stuff over the years. So that's what the neighborhood sewing ladies have pretty much been working on in the last few years. So this sewing teacher is really great because she's going to be able to lead the deaf kids in projects, working with our retired consultant, Joyce Heisinger, who is in Tuscaloosa. So we're it's an answer to prayer to have this mom come on and be excited about it.
Well, we've been praying. I know that no one can replace No-No, but we've been praying for the next director and who that Lord might be choosing for that. So we'll continue to keep that on our list.
Appreciate it.
How's the construction going at the school for the handicap that our team worked on a couple years ago at Ceres Place? Isn't that her name?
When a couple of years ago when we were there working, a lady came to deliver some food because she kind of supports the school with food. And when she was there doing that, she saw Isaiah 55 working there, and she's like, "What are they doing?" And And so it's like, well, they're building us an extra room. We just had a very small project there, putting that little extra room on. And she's like, well, you need more room? And she, Siri's, it like opened a conversation. And Siri's like, yeah, I mean, we have half of our students, more than half, staying at a house across town that we have to bring here every day. And so she told them her issue. She's like, wow. She's like, my dad owns a construction company.
Oh, wow.
So they built a very large building with two very large dorm rooms and two very large bathrooms. And mm-hmm. In addition to our room now, there are those two huge dorm rooms, bathrooms, and I believe like a place where they can also put their washing machine. So that has come along pretty big. And we've kind of backed off to see where their relationship will go. And so this year we're concentrating more in our community. Siri's really gotten the help that she needs. And, you know, I think God used us to get, to make people maybe notice and step up and do this in their own community. And it's really paid off for Siri. Yeah, it's what a blessing. Great.
So our team is solidified and excited about coming at the end of July. I guess that's third full week.
Yep.
Any idea what they'll be doing when they get down?
Yeah, we have a pretty, I can't tell you the specifics, but I do know that our plan for the summer is to build on to the back of our Larry's Community Center, right across the street from the mission facilities. And initially, that will be just a big open multi-purpose room. So basically, they're going to get up. You all during the our teams during the summer will get the columns up.
Well, the columns are already up.
If we get a roof, that would be the big thing.
We'll get a roof on it. And then the next step after the columns and the roof is pouring a floor. And that's just a lot of cement mixing. There's a lot of labor in that. So it'll be quite a bit of that.
And then in addition, your week, I believe, with the team that you're working on, we have a girl who was working with. We have a girl who was our intern many years ago, and she is a graphic designer by trade. And we're having her design a mural to put up at the school to replace some of the artwork that's on the outside of the school. So, and then we'll be painting at the school, I think, is our to split up the group. Because between you and the other two churches that are coming, it's a full house.
Yeah.
So we'll probably, our plan right now, unless something big changes, is to have two work sites, one in the neighborhood and then one at the school. And we can obviously, some people have more desire or talents in one area or the other. So nobody will be tied to just one site for all 4 days of the work. We'll be able to rotate people and let everybody have a chance to experience both sides of it. And then, of course, in addition, at the school, we always have little fix-it jobs and some cleaning. There's always odd jobs that we can find for people who don't want to mix cement. So or aren't able to. Not wanting is not the total key, but
yeah,
if they have physical limitations, we'll always have some odd jobs to do. So
yeah, it's like actually a couple of important ones I can think of. I mean, at our school, we probably have three or four electric boxes, and not even Nono really knows exactly how all the wiring is. He has a good idea. He has like 90% of it. But I think we just need somebody to go through and turn things on and off and figure out where all our breakers are and label them well. So, you know, we need somebody who's logical, who can flip a switch and write down some good things. So, yeah, we have lots. We have stuff for everybody.
We do have 3 weeks prior to y'all. So a little bit of what you do will depend on what gets done ahead of you. So
yeah,
that's why we're not going to tell you the specifics of it, but those are the generalities.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine at all that we will be done behind Larry's. I mean, it's a multi-year project. So that'll be pretty set for the the younger folks that are coming for sure. And
good. Well, the team's excited, and you've got a
excited that you had such a big recruiting year. It's very. I feel so bad that the one family is not on the list, but maybe you know they'll what? Make more for the next time.
It's okay. You know, people have always will go back, and you know, we just didn't know. We always have the late momentum, you know, yeah. that kind of builds. And but we're excited that it's a good group and it's full. So
tell me about the mural here.
Oh, I think y'all saw, some of you saw, we put on Facebook the mural that was done here in this neighborhood with the spring. Yeah, so that's been a real exciting thing because our neighbors are super excited about it. It's been a real touch point for people to connect with people. So we might be in the mural business for a little while, but we're going to also get our youth from the neighborhood to get involved. And so not every mural will be for volunteers to do, but we're excited about using that project as a way to connect to people in the future.
Yeah, because a lot of people in the neighborhood stopped by and said they have an empty wall that would be wonderful if they had a mural with a scripture on it.
A little
yeah.
neighborhood beautification. Yeah. So we're anticipating that doing it at the school will cause a little bit of the same thing because people are always curious when you're out painting on a wall. It gives the missionaries a great chance to connect with the local population. So that's really neat.
That's fantastic. Who else has a question around the table? Anyone or on Zoom? William and Daniel, I bet you do. Yes, sir.
I just want to ask, what was your favorite part of the Smoky Mountains trip?
Oh, it was so green. You know, coming down here, when you guys see it, William and Daniel, it is not very green here. We've got a lot of dirt. And so when we got up into those mountains and
brown.
And it's springtime. So, you know, you think of all the greens in your crayon box, they were there.
Oh, also, I really like that. A chocolate Oreos. It tastes a lot like a Tim Tam.
All right. I have my, I'm a one person influencer.
You are.
Whittington. So I put that we tried some dark chocolate Oreos on our road trip.
Oh,
and they are really good.
So. They are good. I have to confess, I've had those too.
They're showing you that they have it on their mouth.
Oh, wow.
I just let them have one.
Breakfast
oh,
today.
My.
Of champions. I love it.
It was for breakfast.
Christy, my daughter is Carolyn Phillips.
Carolyn was my roommate.
Well, I didn't know what was going on, so I called and I told her that we were meeting today and said, well, Christy's driving. I hope
they got back in time.
No, it was so great to share with Carolyn. Carolyn's been on our board for the last couple of years, and it is just a real blessing. To us, so we're thankful.
Yeah, just coming back down in a couple of days because I think there's a board meeting going on, so we will be praying for that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we love Carolyn. Thank you for sharing her.
Any other questions? Anyone? All right, well, we got your prayer request that you sent. Is there anything else that you'd like to add? The infrastructure, of course, around the mission, but is there anything else?
Yeah, I'd ask you to pray for my mom. Her name is Judy, and she's having some heart bypass stents put in. They don't have a date, but it'll probably be later this week.
Well, not heart bypass, but stents.
Stents.
Stents put in.
I don't know all the right words.
To avoid a bypass.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, did Kayla make it on there? Just prayers for our daughter. She's now pregnant with our eighth grandchild, so we're very happy about that. Just all the normal pregnancy things.
Yeah. Where does she live?
Just a few hours north of us here in Texas, mm-hmm. in a town called Goliad.
Eight. That's awesome. All right, well, we can move to a time of prayer. Bubba can open us and Tom will close. Anybody who wants to pray in between, feel free to do so.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time with him and Christy and hearing about what's going on in Isaiah 55, how you have blessed that for many years. And, Lord, it really continues to grow. And so encouraging to hear about the different ministries and how they're progressing and the opportunities to reach more people there. So I pray that you would be with them. In particular, this upcoming board meeting is look for the person to replace Nono, which will be very difficult, but you can take care of that. So I pray that you would bring your person soon that would lead down there, and Lord, it continue on in a strong ministry that has been that way for years. And again, just how you have blessed it and how you have grown it. So I thank you for the different ministries. And Lord, I'm thankful for the vocational outreach that one can train these young people in a skill, Lord, that might be able to help them to take care of themselves, in particular the deaf students, Lord, that they would be able to grow in their faith and then grow in their ability to support themselves, and Lord, maybe move out and grow in the community and raise their family and Lord, share their love for Christ. So this has been such a great work that you have done down there, and you have had us here at Trinity be involved in it, particularly with Nono being there. And, I lift up our team that's going down, and I pray for them, and it would be a life-changing experience for many of them that might be going for the first time. Lord, you use mission trips in a mighty way to change people, to open their hearts and minds towards mission. So I pray that might happen with our team and the many other teams that go down there. So I just thank you for allowing us to be a part of it. Lord, I lift up Christian mom, Judy. I pray that the procedure will go well, that she can get the stents in that she needs, Lord, and Lord, she can return to a normal health. And Lord, also for the daughter and the eighth, I guess, grandchild this coming, that Lord, you would give her good health as she goes through this pregnancy. So, Lord, you are so good to us, and we're so blessed just to be here and be involved in these ministries in Mexico and around the world. So I pray for Trinity. We are a mission-minded church, but Lord, I pray that we would even be more so as we reach out to the lost right here in Montgomery and around the world. So we just praise you and thank you for this time, and I pray this in Christ's name. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for Tim and Chrissy and their commitment to Isaiah 55 and the people there in Mexico and Jeff. Father, just continue to pray for their impact on that neighborhood and all the many ways that you can impact that neighborhood, and most important for their, that they would turn to you and that they would, their minds be open to the fact that you do save by faith through grace, and it's not of works, Father. Mm-hmm. But this would be a real thing in their lives. Father, continue to pray for the drainage problem that they have there, and that would be corrected, and the city and the political people there would see that as something that's necessary, and that they would be able to put some resources into that. Father, just again, pray for our team that's going down there, that it would be changing in their hearts, that they would see missions in a new light after being down there. Bless us in Christ's name.
Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to talk to Tim and Christy this morning, and the technology that makes it an opportunity for us to learn about what they're doing in real time, Lord. I ask that you continue to protect them and bless the mission of Isaiah 55 and what they are doing with the deaf school and the neighborhood, Lord. They're beautifying the neighborhood, both externally and the hearts of those who live there, Lord. We just ask that you continue to give them opportunity to reach the lost that are there. We pray for the infrastructure there, Lord. We know that's a problem. We know that you can help take care of that without the politics involved. And Lord, we just lift that up to you, and we pray that you will be with Christy and Tim as they pray for, and enjoy watching their daughter with this new life. Lord, protect them and be with her mom as she has this upcoming mm-hmm. procedure. Pray that you'll give her peace, mm-hmm. comfort, be with the doctors as mm-hmm. they perform the procedure, Lord, in Christ's name.
Heavenly Father, I thank you so very much for Trinity and for just their willingness to connect and willingness to come and to be a part of what you're doing through us here. And so I'm just thankful, Lord God, for that connection, for that just relationship to be with us. And it's very encouraging. I thank you for that. I think often of Trinity and just the new transition they have with mm-hmm. Kurt. And I hope we don't stop seeing Kurt. And mm-hmm. I just pray, Lord God, that you would just be with them in this transition. And there's always challenge in transition. And I just pray that that you are there with your Holy Spirit working mightily in that church to see all things work for your glory and for beauty. And we just thank you for and pray for Trinity. And we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I agree with these prayers. We are so grateful to you for your many blessings, for this gospel message that is ours, our privilege to share the work of Jesus Christ on our behalf and on behalf of people in Reynosa. So we're grateful for this ministry, the outreach that it has in different parts of the city there with the deaf ministry and with Achilles Sedan. We pray that you would continue to bless this ministry and the staff. We do pray for a new executive director that's no looks to stepping aside. Pray that you give wisdom to the board as they meet this week. Thank you for Tim and Christy and the roles that they fill with the vocational training and just equipping the neighborhood and students in the school with job skills, life skills as well. And for Christy and her role in hosting teams and just the other dimensions of what she does, coordinating neighborhood outreach. Lord, all of these ministries are just a part of this, the way you're impacting that neighborhood, the way you're building your kingdom through human efforts. And I thank you for the faithfulness of Tim and Christy and the staff with whom they work. We pray that you would continue to bless. We pray that you would establish a church there. We pray that the gospel would free people from the sense of having to earn their salvation.
Yes.
Free people there from the many things that just hinder their lives and to be what you have created us to be. And so the sins that are just a quagmire for people is more visible there maybe than it might be in other places. And yet, Lord, we know that there's great need for the gospel there and in the places that you've privileged us to be able to serve. Lord, we are grateful for that. We're grateful for this day now and pray that your spirit would enable each of us to honor you. It's in Christ's name we ask. Amen.
Amen. Amen.